Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Well, it's becoming real. We're recording today from the Labette Community College in Parsons, Kansas, site of the 2023 Fargo Prep Camp for the 16U and junior wrestlers in the men's division. With us is James Bilby, Olympic Styles Director for USA Wrestling Kansas. Coach Bilby, I appreciate you stepping away from practice to jump on. How are things going?
Thank you, Coach, for having me. Things are going pretty well. We got in here yesterday at noon is when we had our kids check in. So as of right now, we got 77 male competitors heading up to Fargo for 2023 cadets and juniors. And we got a staff of about 15 coaches from all across the state. So we're excited to get up there and start competing.
All right. So as you said, the staff has been selected and is engaged in the camp now. The girls' camp finished yesterday. The official roster has been submitted and is out there for the public to view. Transportation is ready to go for departure next Saturday for the guys and Thursday, I believe, for the girls. What did it take to get to this point, and what are your priorities for the next several days until departure?
Well, we're a volunteer-based organization, so I think first and foremost it's getting coaches to step up all across the state to take time out of from their families and from what they're doing to help lead this contingent. But it also takes a lot of support from the families, right, too, and the coaches and the team leaders where these kids come from. And so case in point, coming out to a place like Labette, southeast Kansas, we got two wrestlers that came all the way in from St. Francis, which is a polar opposite end of our state. So there's always some logistic travels. I had a young man. His mom brought him in from Garden City, brought him to Rose Hill, and I hauled a few guys out in my van. And so it takes a lot of coordinating and a lot of relationships to do it. But the thing that I guess sticks out to me is our folks' commitment level, and that starts from top to bottom within our state. The big things, obviously, we're always worried about as we set to depart is injury, right? Skin infection type disease type thing. So we got guys doing ringworm checks. We're making sure the bodies are healthy and we're getting their minds right. And we're hoping to get up there in one piece and see how our guys can compete on the big stage with the other 49 states.
All right. So once you depart and get up to Fargo, there's a few days before competition begins, or a day and a half or so. So what are the priorities then when you actually land up in Fargo?
I think the big thing is just getting the guys situated right and get them kind of acclimated to their surroundings. So we've got a pretty good contingent of kids that have been up to Fargo before, but then, this thing is kind of moves in cycles, right? So we've got a lot of, younger guys, freshmen are getting there. So getting those guys up there, get them settled in their rooms. The rooms we have today have AC, which is a game changer for our athletes and staff. We're in years past, our folks would go up there and kind of sweat it out, and then you'd have to fight it out, and it was really tough. After we get settled in there and they kind of understand their surroundings, we're getting down to business. We're going to make sure our weight's good to go, and, we're going to start freestyle first. I personally kind of like the old days. I like to kind of do Greco first and then do freestyle, but USA Wrestling has changed that schedule. But get those guys situated and know their surroundings. Right next to where we're staying is where the dining facility is. The food there is great for the kids. And then, we've got six or seven practices lined up while we're there, and then we'll have some outdoor workouts as well.
All right, so once competition begins, it just kind of, as you say, starts with freestyle and it's going to roll. And, of course, the schedule this year for the first time will be juniors and U16 at the same time. So yes. I imagine that you have a plan in place, an agenda. The coaches are assigned to athletes, and you have a lot of preparation done. But as with anything else, you have to kind of expect the unexpected once competition begins. Just what has to happen to keep the train on the track during the grind of Fargo?
Team meetings are critical for us, right? So when these things do show up, like last year, thank God, no sooner did we get in the parking lot, we had a flat tire. So Coach Danny Grader was out there. He's a farm guy up in the Clay Center. And Coach Grader and Zach Pogue and Kurt Lang, myself, and a handful of other guys. There's about five of us out there jacking up this 15-packs van. But we had to have guys get ready for weigh-ins. So myself and Kurt, we took this van down to a tire shop, hauled the tire in another van, got it patched up. And so those are the things that can happen. Based on the schedule, last year we had a young man you know, because it's a really congested area where all these kids win, you know, largest tournament in the world, and some of these guys kind of get some anxiety type stuff, and it's kind of nerve-wracking for these guys. You know, it's a little bit different going to Fargo Vice, you know, wrestling at the Harrington, you know, Open or what have you, you know, our local tournaments in the state, and you know, or the Rose Hill tournament, and you know, you got 4,000 competitors there, so it's a madhouse, and I think kids can get distracted, so we try to keep them focused. We do have a meeting every night where we get, you know, each of our coaches offer, I think, a different perspective on life, and so allowing those guys to communicate that to the kids to keep that mental edge, because the three weigh-ins over 7 days, I mean, it's none of those guys have ever done anything like that, you know, in our high school tournaments. Yeah. You weigh in twice. Now, high school state this year, they'll get to do the three weigh-ins, of course, which isn't very popular, but yeah, it tests the mind, body, and soul, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, good way of putting it there. So we've been visiting with Olympic Styles Director James Bilby. James, thanks for taking the time to come on, and as you get prepared for the Fargo 2023, and we look forward to following this team, Kansas. All right, so thanks again for jumping on.
Yes, sir.